Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I was watching Investigative Discovery because there was a huge, huge debut of a new show that was coming out, and everyone online was talking about it. It is called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. Now, growing up, I used to watch...
It's just a documentary show? Is that
Yeah,
what it is?
It's like a crime investigation show, like most Investigative Discovery shows on there. I love these kind of like crime drama situation things because I always, whenever I'm watching the show and they go to a commercial, I'm like, okay, so all that information came to me. What would I have done in that situation? Obviously, I would have ran away or done something else in that situation, not what the person would have done in that scenario. But anyways, going on to this. Growing up, I used to watch Nickelodeon all the time as a kid. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was a channel that was made for kids at that time. If you were my age, you would have loved it for sure.
Well, my kids watched it.
Oh, you kids watched it. There you go. So Dan Schneider has created multiple shows through Nickelodeon, which includes All That, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, and these are just like some of them. So the show looks back on all the child actors that he used to work with from the early 90s all the way through the early 2010s. And that's when Nickelodeon kicked him out after the allegations were coming out about him mistreating employees and also abusing the kid actors as well. So the show basically takes a look at all Dan Schneider, but they do it in a different way of doing this way because there's only 4 episodes and each episode deals with specific things of Dan Schneider's perspective. So the first episode deals with all of his skits. Now, this is where I was kind of iffy on the show because I'm like, personally for me, man, you are stretching for some of these things. Like, for example, there's a guy who says, I'm nose boy, and he has a more giant nose than usual. That's the whole joke and the premise of the whole skit. And everyone says the nose looked very phallical, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about with that situation. And then the person sneezes on the person, and they said, that's a sexual thing that they're sneezing on them. I didn't get that joke as a kid at all. I think it was just a gross humor because the 90s were all about gross humor.
So they're
humor.
Just taking a joke about a nose and they're trying to retrospectively look back and call it some kind of child
exactly.
abuse
on the set. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. There's another one that has to deal with this girl who's a number one fan of another child actress. And they said, that's just promoting stalker issues. And I said, no, because they're promoting the fact that this kind of behavior is a terrible thing to have and you shouldn't be having that. It's a negative aspect. And as a kid, I knew I don't want to be like that person. I don't get the joke in that if you're kind of explaining it in that sense. So that first episode was very weak, but then the second episode starts to actually get into more of what I was expecting specifically. The second episode had to deal with the behind the scenes issues. So for example, there was 2 women writers that got hired onto the show. However, he only had 1 spot for the writers. He hired all of his male writers, and then the females had to share a salary, which according to the union is illegal, apparently.
Yeah, that kind of thing's been illegal for years.
Yeah, but he said it was completely fine because there were rookies. They've only been writing.
Well, if he put it into their contract and they agreed to that, then they agreed to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So it depends on what the contract said.
The contract specifically said that. Now, according
well,
to
they thought it was a bad contract, they didn't have to sign it.
Exactly. But they said they were starving for anything to get work
well,
done in front of them.
That may be, but we've got to have some law.
I agree.
If they signed a contract, if you don't want to sign a bad contract, don't sign it.
Yes. Oh, I almost forgot to mention in the first episode, they did mention how the kid actors were very uncomfortable with a lot of the skits. Like, for example, they had a segment in the show called Double Dare, where they had to do some fear factor stunts. Like one of the kids had to get licked by a bunch of dogs with Ew. Peanut butter all over themselves.
I wouldn't want to do that as an adult.
No.
Other than doing it as a kid.
Yeah, and he's literally saying in the clip, oh, I don't like this. This is so gross. And I'm like, wow, now I can see why that was not funny now all of a sudden.
That might be a little different because a kid might sign a contract but not have any idea the kinds of things they're going to make him
right.
do. And so
Dan Schneider,
they may have a case there.
Dan Schneider did defend this by saying he asked the parents and the parents were on set to watch their kids get through those activities. But I still have to say that's still not okay. And even then,
that just makes a case for the parents being stupid.
Exactly. Yeah. So I highly, highly doubt the parents would be that stupid. But apparently the parents said, we said yes only because we were scared that Dan Schneider would kick our kids off. And thus, we don't have any money coming to our family
anymore.
Yeah.
See, so I think there are some parents that would do that for the money.
I agree.
And put that above their kids' feelings. They would claim they weren't doing that, but it happens.
So over and over throughout the whole series, they talk about some inappropriate behaviors that Dan Schneider also did with the writers specifically, especially the women ones, by asking them, hey, didn't you prostitute back in the day? And she said, no. He goes, why don't you go ahead and act like that in the room? And it's so disgusting. And apparently Dan Schneider later on said, yes, I did say that. And I apologized to them immensely. That was not a very good thing for me to do. And it very felt genuine, that apology, unlike Kanye West's apology that I talked about weeks ago. That one didn't feel as lit. And then the more shocking one was there was a whole episode near the end of the series that talked about a specific actor and one of Dan Schneider's assistants being the one who sexually abused him throughout as a kid. And he just came out publicly about this information. His name was Drake Bell. And in the court case papers, they said it's an unnamed child actor that was in the show that was being sexually abused. Him and another assistant of Dan Schneider both had 11 years in prison due to this action. And Dan Schneider has publicly stated, I was not the one who hired them. That was Nickelodeon. Now, they were my assistants for the show, but that doesn't mean I have to keep an eye on them all the time. They're not my children. But in a professional sense, this happened on professional ground in the studios. You do have to keep an eye
on your
kid actors.
Some kind of provision needed to be made.
Exactly. So I do
blame Dan. Or you hire somebody to keep an eye on them.
Thank you. Thank you. And Dan Schneider kept complaining over and over, oh, we don't have a budget to have people watch them. No, you absolutely do.
You don't have a budget to have people watch them, then don't have kids on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. So it's on Max if you guys do want to watch it. I think it's very, very interesting. It's a very, very sad, sad show. And Nickelodeon tried to write a public statement, which is kind of wishy-washy, but most studios' public statements are wishy-washy on these situations when they occur. So
we categorically show our solidarity with the concern of parents.
That's right. They might have typed it in ChatGPT as well, that apology letter to all those kids. Oh, well. Well, anyways, Bob, thank you so much for this wonderful time.
As always, you bring up very interesting subjects.
Thank you very much.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.